Meister Sheni Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 3:3. Misha Hayulo Ma'os BeYushalayim. Let's say a person had his Meister Sheni money and he's in Yerushalayim already, but that money he needs in his pocket, which has the kedusha and the restrictions of Meister Sheni money, he needs to purchase something other than foodstuffs. Let's say, for example, he's in the mall in Yerushalayim and it's cold and he wants to buy a sweater. Well, you can't buy a sweater with Meister Sheni money. So what can he do? V'sarech lehem, he needs that money. If v'lachavero peros, if he has a friend nearby who has food, which is chulin food, in other words, he's in the mall and he sees his friend sitting down to a delicious steak, and that steak was a chulin steak, he can ask his friend for a favor. He can say, listen, omer l'chavero. He can say to his friend, hareha ma'osa elu mechulalin al perosecha, I'm going to deconsecrate my Meister Sheni money. I'm going to put it on the food that you're eating, and that will allow me to use my money for whatever I want, because it's deconsecrated, and you will just have to eat your steak that has now been invested with Meister Sheni Kedusha, b'tahara. That's what the Mishnah says. Nimtza, it'll come out. Ze elchol perosav b'tahara. This guy will eat his food b'tahara, the steak and the story I told. V'hala, as for the guy with the money, oset tzarko b'mosav. He now can use his money to buy that sweater. V'lo yomar kein la'am ha'aretz. There is a limit here. You, the guy with the money, can't speak to your friend who's eating that steak if that guy is an Am Haaretz. And the reason why is because we're talking about an Am Haaretz who isn't ne'eman regarding tahara, he's not trusted regarding keeping things tahor, even though he's an honest guy and he's a well-meaning guy and he's a big, great guy, your friend Am Haaretz. The problem is the lachas of tuma are just too complicated, and we assume that someone who's an Am Haaretz who's not formally makpid on keeping tuma and tahara will inevitably make a mistake, sit down on a chair he thought was tar, which was really a midras chair, let's say, and make some tummy, whatever the story is. Since he thinks he's tar, but he's wrong, so he will eat the Meister Sheni in a state of tuma, perhaps, and that being the case, it's usher, it's like lifna iver, you can't give it to him. Ela b'damai, unless we're talking about damai. Now make a little note to yourself in the Mishnayos, it's not what the words mean necessarily, you might be misled. It means, if the money that you're using that has the Meister Sheni kedusha on it was used to redeem demai produce. What's demai produce? Produce that was purchased by an Am Haaretz back home, outside of Yerushalayim. And that food, the Am Haaretz said was tithed properly, but you're just not sure. So you tithe it again, misafik, because the rule is when it comes to Am Haaretz, you can't assume they tithe it correctly. And therefore you have to tithe it again to take Meister Sheni. That's just suffik Meister Sheni, and most Am Haaretz, in fact, even do it correctly. So this just is a chumrah that was required by the rabbis, but here we will allow you to give that Meister Sheni money, that money that was used to redeem Meister Sheni demai, and deconsecrate it onto the Am Haaretz as food. That's no problem, because that we will trust Am Haaretz to do right. The stakes aren't that high, because it's only a derabanan chumrah in the first place, because the Meister Sheni probably didn't need to be taken from this demai in the first place.